Today's enlightening entertainment will be presented in Spanish and English, with subtitles in Arabic, habla César Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Saludos apreciados telespectadores. Hoy vamos a explorar la sabiduría y la cultura de una de las civilizaciones antiguas más fascinantes jamás conocidas, el pueblo maya. La civilización maya floreció en la península de Yucatán de México y en Centroamérica durante muchos miles de años. Ellos alcanzaron una elevada sofisticación en las artes y las ciencias que todavía asombra a los expertos hasta el día de hoy. En abril del 2011, durante una videoconferencia en los Estados Unidos, la maestra suprema Xin Hai reveló sus puntos de vista sobre las pirámides y otras evidencias del gran conocimiento tecnológico y astronómico de los antiguos como los mayas.
At that time, they didn't even have those telescopes that are so powerful that you can see the celestial bodies. They didn't. Well, we suppose they didn't. Yes. So whatever it is, they must have been very elevated people. They were lucky and wise. I'm sure they have a lot of knowledge, wisdom from great masters at that time. Maybe those masters also came from the other planet, as I have told you, you know, come and chosen some people and teach them the art of everything. Yeah? Just like in many other countries, you know, where the pyramids were built.
Hoy conoceremos a dos expertos del legado maya, que también es relevante para la humanidad hoy en día. Primero, la señora Amy Shanti va a compartir sobre la relación única de los mayas con el cosmos y en particular sobre el famoso calendario maya. La psicóloga Amy Shanti nació y se crió en Argentina. Siempre tuvo una conexión espiritual con la tierra y los animales. A corta edad se hizo vegetariana. Su fuerte intuición espiritual finalmente le indicó sobre su mística afinidad con la civilización maya.
And in a meditation, I have this kind of voice of feeling to go to Mexico. I was really, really strong. So I decided to go. So I went to Cancun, and I started looking, and all the Ruta Maya, they call, where all the Mayan spiritual centers in Mexico, they are. But I went to Chiapas, to Palenque, and all the Quintana Roo, the Yucatan area, all that pyramids. And I did this trip all by myself. I was going to every spiritual center to do meditation. And I knew where I had to go, and I was sitting in certain places repeating mantras that I never heard in my life. So that was unbelievable for me, because I was feeling completely guided to do this and completely connected with the energy, with the culture, like if I knew the places. I never were there before, and Argentina and Mexico is really far away, so I didn't have any contact, I didn't have any background, I just knew that I had to be there.
La señora Amy Shanti fue transformada a través de su experiencia en México. Su conocimiento y entendimiento se abrieron y su camino espiritual tomó nuevas direcciones. Eventualmente fue llamada a compartir la sabiduría cósmica de los mayas con los demás. Son particularmente fascinantes la tradición y la historia del calendario maya.
Actually, it is a shame, but most of the amazing books of wisdom were destroyed. But they couldn't destroy the stones, the rocks, where they were carved, right. A lot of knowledge. The Mayan calendar came from that. And they make a lot of studies. They have many calendars. That was amazing, the knowledge they have from the universe, the stars, the movement of the planets. They were... they didn't have any telescope to look at the stars. Even they know about planets that the scientists now they are discovering. So they knew, they were the magicians of times. They knew perfectly how the calendar works.
Su astrología estaba tan desarrollada que el pueblo maya nutría los talentos especiales de cada individuo basado en el momento exacto de su nacimiento.
I think that is amazing because suppose when somebody was born at a certain time, they knew through the calendar what you're good at. Suppose if you are in the year, in the day that you were born to be an artist, they prepare you since you were a little kid to be the best artist you can be. Or, I don't know, an architect or whatever you are, you were born with that quality. So they were great mathematicians, the Mayan culture. They were preparing you since you were a child to be the best you can be with your own qualities.
Wow.
Yeah, it is, I love the Mayan calendar because it is the day that you were born, the time that you were born, everything has a meaning.
Huh.
And it's perfect.
Para mucha gente, la perspectiva maya del significado cósmico y espiritual del próximo año 2012 es particularmente interesante.
We were in a moment of the planetary movement that the sun was in perfect alignment with the central sun of the galaxy and the planet and all the stars. That happened every 26,000 years. So we're returning into that cycle of 26,000 years.
A great year.
In the 2012.
Oh, wow.
So in that moment, changed completely everything. It's like a entering to a new age, a new cycle. Is like a kind of spiritual vortex that opened. Consciousness changed. The place that we were is going to change completely. So they say that every 26,000 years is major changes in the planet.
Los mayas tenían una comprensión especial del cosmos y del lugar único de la Tierra en este. Emi Shanti comparte su valioso punto de vista y su legado espiritual.
How they knew that we are in the Milky Way if they didn't have any telescope to really know the stars and the planets and the constellations, what really happened there? How they knew that? I really believe that because we are one with the universe, I believe that they have the opening that we don't have right now to know. They have the wisdom of the stars. So the knowledge was there, available for them, within themselves. And they were bringing that knowledge into the earth. And they knew. They knew intuitively. They knew. You know, and I don't know if you're familiar with the Kali Yuga of the Hinduism. This is more or less 6,000 and something years of darkness. And the Mayans has that prophecy too, that we're going to be thousands of years, that the spirituality, the wisdom, we're going to be kind of closed. We're going to be blind into that. And right now, we're in a moment that it is opening up again.
Wow.
Actually, the period of darkness for the Mayans finished in 1996. And from there, this the call to awake up the spiritual centers, the pyramids, to bring the spiritual energy into the planet for the big change that is going to happen.
En línea con su elevada espiritualidad, la música tiene un lugar especial en la vida del antiguo pueblo maya.
The Mayans knew that everything that is created has a soul. The sun, the stars, the mountains, the rivers, the air. And one of the things that I really, really love, that through sounds is vibration. Through sounds, we can change everything. So the Mayans were amazing musicians, and they were working with the vibration of the sounds to change in a molecular level the consciousness.
La música, la vibración y el sonido verdaderamente tuvieron un lugar mágico en la cultura maya. A continuación, la señora Amy Shanti nos presenta a su amigo el señor Javier Quijas y Axel, un indígena mexicano que desde su infancia ha estado fascinado por la tradición musical de los mayas. Él ha dedicado su vida a su conservación y, como la señora Shanti, es vegetariano.
Y yo sé que eres un músico excepcional, un músico prehispánico, que hace sus propios instrumentos, que aquí tenemos muchos de los instrumentos que tú construyes. Y dime, ¿cómo fue que comenzaste con esto de los mayas?
Mira, desde muy niño a mí me gustó mucho la música, porque yo crecí en este ambiente. Yo vi a mi gran abuelo tocar su flauta, y ahí me nació esa inspiración por la música de origen ancestral. Acerca de los mayas, a mí me intrigó mucho hace muchísimos años y comencé a investigar la música de ellos. Entonces me puse a investigar mucho en los museos. Fui al Museo de Antropología e Historia, en la cual yo tenía un amigo mío trabajando ahí, que él me mostró muchísimos instrumentos de los mayas. Ese tipo de instrumentos solamente se ven en los museos. Solamente en los museos. Pero nada más están ahí. No puedes escucharlos. Yo tuve la fortuna de tocar varios instrumentos originales mayas y tuve la fortuna de tocarlos. Y de ahí aprendí yo a estudiarlos y después a hacerlos. Aquí ya llevo muchísimos años haciendo esto.
El señor Javier Quijas y Axel nos cuenta sobre los muchos instrumentos musicales maravillosos de los mayas y los sonidos mágicos que estos producen.
Tú construyes con tus propias manos todos los instrumentos que nos vas a mostrar hoy.
Claro, claro. Todo yo los hago, los tuncules que ahí están abajo, que yo te los voy a mostrar. En la lengua náhuatl se llaman teponastli, pero en la lengua maya se llama tuncul, es el mismo instrumento. Tengo aquí varias flautas muy interesantes.
Wow.
Que aquí está. Te la vamos a mostrar. Esta flauta es una flauta doble, con un sonido base y una flauta que se tocan a la vez, y produce un sonido muy, muy único, muy, muy misterioso. ¿Quieres escucharla?
Claro que sí.
Beep.
Increíble, bellísimo. Wow.
La señora Amy Shanti comenta sobre el entendimiento de los mayas, del poder mágico de la música y el sonido y los efectos transformadores que puede tener para nosotros y nuestro mundo.
It's like a meditation. We're creating some type of ancestral vibration that is changing in a molecular level, in a cell level, the information that we have. We're bringing everything into balance with nature. Mm-hmm. And finally, what we need is to be in balance with nature. Mm-hmm. If we are connected with nature, everything will be beautiful because we are nature.
Señora Amy Shanti, gracias por compartir con nosotros un vislumbre de la sabiduría de la muy desarrollada cultura maya. Nuestro agradecimiento también al señor Javier Quijas y Axel por mantener vivo el profundo patrimonio musical del pueblo maya. Que un brillante despertar espiritual, como fue predicho por los sabios mayas, se logre a través de los esfuerzos de la humanidad por autoelevarse para vivir en paz y armonía. Telespectadores de mente abierta, gracias por explorar con nosotros la cósmica sabiduría y la música de la antigua civilización maya. Que pronto saludemos una era de completa bendición y compasión. Open-minded viewers, thank you for exploring with us the cosmic wisdom and music of the ancient Mayan civilization. May we soon greet an age of complete bliss and compassion.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.